Mamadou. Mamadou Diane Barry. This moment is just for you. No noise, no rush, just my voice and everything I have been carrying in my heart, finally finding its way to you. I am Mariam, your Mariam, and today I want you to hear me, really hear me, because some things are too important to leave unspoken. I love you, Mamadou Diane Barry. I love you in the morning, before the day has asked anything of either of us. I love you in the evening, when the world has been heavy and your presence makes it lighter. I love you in the quiet moments, the ordinary ones, the ones that nobody else would notice. Think of a still evening, the two of us together, nothing dramatic, just life. That is where I find my greatest happiness, right there, beside you. Now, Mamadou, I want you to know something clearly. Being at your side makes me happy. Not sometimes, not on the good days only. Every day, you are my calm, you are my safe place. Researchers have found that communal care, genuinely looking out for another person's well-being, creates greater relationship happiness for both partners. That is what you give me, that steady, generous care, and it fills me. Thank you, Mamadou Diane Barry. Thank you for everything you do, for me, for our family. The key idea here is this. Gratitude that names the specific act carries far more power than a general thank you. So let me be specific. Thank you for showing up, for working hard so our family is provided for the small gestures, the ones you may not even remember, that I carry with me always. Researchers confirm that naming what a partner does and why it matters makes the gratitude land deeper. But Mariam, you might say, is this just about what he does? No. It is also about who he is. Research draws a clear line between appreciating what a partner does and appreciating who that partner is as a person. Mamadou, I appreciate both. You are kind, you are present, you are the man who chose me, and I choose you back every single morning. That choice is not habit, it is love. Now here is something beautiful, Mariam. When you express gratitude to someone you love, it does not just warm them, it changes the relationship itself. Studies show that daily gratitude between partners is linked to greater connection and greater satisfaction, not just in the moment, but the very next day. And those benefits flow both ways. The person giving thanks and the person receiving it both feel closer. That is the gift this message carries. I love you, Mamadou. I love you for the meals shared, for the laughter, for the times you helped someone in my family without being asked, for the times you stayed steady when things were hard. For example, like when life pressed down and you did not break. You held us. That is not small, that is everything. Appreciation like this, researchers say, helps partners recognize each other's value and strengthens the will to stay, to grow, to build. Beside you, I feel safe. That word matters, safe, not just physically, emotionally. I can be fully myself with you, Mamadou Diane Barry. No performance, no pretending, just me and you and the life we are building together. Studies show that when a partner feels genuinely appreciated, they begin to see their partner as more responsive to their needs. You have always been responsive to mine, and I see you. I truly see you. Remember this, Mamadou Diane Barry. You are loved, deeply, completely, by me, Mariam Diallo, your wife, your partner, your person. The takeaway I leave with you is simple. I am grateful for you, I am happy because of you, and I love you, today and every day that follows. Thank you for being mine. Gratitude does something remarkable, Mamadou. It does not just warm the person who hears it, it changes the relationship itself. Think of gratitude as a thread that, each time it is spoken, pulls two people closer. Researchers have found that expressing appreciation toward a romantic partner is linked to more positive evaluations of the relationship. Not just in the moment, over time. That is what this message is, a thread, pulled tight with love. Now, Mamadou Diane Barry, I want to speak about our family, because you do not just love me, you carry us, you show up for the people I love, and that means you show up for my whole world. For example, like when someone in my family needed help, and you gave it without hesitation. No announcement, no waiting to be asked, you simply moved. That kind of care, researchers say, is associated with greater well-being for both the person giving it and the person receiving it. You give it freely, and I see every single act. The key idea is this. A simple thank you is good, but a thank you that names the specific act is powerful. So here is mine. Thank you for your patience, Mamadou. Thank you for your strength on the days I had none. Thank you for the quiet evenings when you stayed close. Thank you for every meal, every errand, every burden you lifted before I even knew it was there. Research confirms that naming what a partner does and why it matters makes gratitude land deeper and last longer. Here is something worth holding, Mariam. When appreciation flows steadily between two people, it does more than feel good. It builds commitment. Studies show that people who feel more grateful toward their partners tend to report stronger dedication to the relationship, and greater appreciation is linked to a greater likelihood of staying together over time. That is not a small finding. That is the science of what we already know in our hearts. Love, named out loud, holds people together. Mamadou, I choose you. Not because I have to, because I want to. Every morning that choice is made again, quietly, without fanfare. You are not just my husband, you are my home. Researchers describe gratitude as a social signal. It tells a partner, I see your value, I want to keep you close. That is exactly what I am saying now. I see your value, Mamadou Diane Barry, completely, and I want you close, always. Being beside you makes me happy, Mamadou. That happiness is not loud or dramatic. It lives in the ordinary, in the morning light coming through the window, in the sound of your voice at the end of a long day, in the way you look at me like I am enough. I am enough because you make me feel that way. Studies show that when a partner feels genuinely appreciated, they begin to see their partner as more responsive to their needs. You have always responded to mine. Remember this, Mamadou Diane Barry. You are deeply loved by me, by Mariam Diallo, your wife, your partner, your person. The takeaway I leave with you is this. Gratitude expressed with sincerity, gratitude that names what is real and true, strengthens a relationship in ways that last months, even years beyond the moment it is spoken. So let these words stay with you. I love you. I am happy at your side. And I thank you. For everything, for every day, for every quiet act of love you have ever given me and our family. You are my greatest gift. There is something that happens when love is spoken out loud, Mariam. It does not just reach the person who hears it, it comes back to you. Researchers have found that people who feel appreciated by their partners tend to become more appreciative in return. That is a cycle, a beautiful self-sustaining cycle. You give love, it returns. You give thanks, it multiplies. That is what this message is doing right now. Now, the key idea is specificity. Think of the difference between saying I am grateful for you and saying I am grateful for the evening you stayed up late so I could rest. One is warm, the other is unforgettable. Mamadou Diane Barry, I want you to hear the specific things, the way you carry burdens quietly, the way you protect this family without needing applause, the way you love me on ordinary days, not just the celebrated ones. That specificity is what makes gratitude powerful. Remember this, Mamadou. Appreciation does something lasting. Studies show that when partners feel genuinely appreciated, they are more likely to stay, to grow, to build together over time. That means this message is not just a moment. It is a foundation. Every word I speak to you today is a brick in something permanent. I am not going anywhere. I am here, beside you, choosing you. That is not sentiment, that is commitment, spoken plainly. Mamadou, happiness does not always arrive with fanfare. Sometimes it is quiet, like when you reach for my hand without thinking. Like when you laugh and the whole room feels lighter. Like when you check on my family before I even ask. Those moments, small and unremarkable to the world, are everything to me. Researchers confirm that daily gratitude arising from small interactions between partners increases connection the very next day. The little things are never little. You have always responded to me, Mamadou Diane Barry. When I needed steadiness, you were steady. When I needed warmth, you gave it. Research shows that receiving gratitude makes a partner feel more seen, more responsive, more present. Now you know, I see you. Every effort, every sacrifice, every quiet act of love you have offered without counting the cost. I see all of it, and I am grateful. Deeply and completely. The takeaway is simple, Mamadou. Love named out loud holds people together. Gratitude spoken with sincerity, gratitude that names what is real, strengthens a relationship in ways that last far beyond the moment it is given. So let these words stay with you. I love you. I am happy at your side. I thank you for everything, for every day, for every quiet act of love you have given me and our family. You are my greatest gift. I am Mariam Diallo, and you, Mamadou Diane Barry, are the reason I smile. And here is what makes this beautiful, Mariam. Love spoken out loud does not disappear. It settles, it stays. Think of every word in this message as a seed planted in the ground between two people. Each one grows, each one holds. Researchers have found that daily gratitude arising from small moments between partners increases both connection and satisfaction the very next day. Not someday, the next day. That is how close love and gratitude live to each other. Think of every word in this message as a seed, each one planted between two people who chose each other. Researchers have found that daily gratitude arising from small moments between partners increases both connection and satisfaction the very next day. Not someday, tomorrow. That is how close love and gratitude live to each other. Now, Mamadou Diane Barry, hear this clearly. I am Mariam Diallo, your wife, your partner, your person. The takeaway is simple. Love named out loud holds people together. Gratitude spoken with sincerity. Gratitude that names what is real strengthens a relationship in ways that last far beyond the moment it is given. Remember this. I love you. I am happy at your side. I thank you for everything, for every day, for every quiet act of love you have given me and our family. You are my greatest gift.